It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement. This week on Health, Happiness, and Healing, Brian and Anna Maria Clement continue their discussion with Mike Roizen.
This is Health, Happiness and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement here at Hippocrates Wellness. And we are here with Mike Roizen, who is this amazing thinker. It's a great thinker to talk with today from University of California, San Francisco, Williams College, everything. I mean, he's been everywhere and he's so into living long
life. Best-selling books.
Yes.
And he displaced one of the biggest books in
history.
I know.
That's amazing.
It's almost biblical.
No, that's impossible.
The only thing, his next obligation is to displace the Bible for 7 months.
Yeah, right.
Moses will be angry.
So where we stopped, the last part, we said the water pill and Viagra could help us prevent dementia.
So why? I have a theory on this, but I want to hear yours first to see if I'm right. So tell us why you think that works. Simple things.
Well, what they did, both groups, and I'll go through the Gladstone group first, is they looked at the fourth degree structure of proteins and looked at every drug approved by the FDA that was generic. There are around 1,500 to 1,600 of those already. And one of them was a very inexpensive water pill. They found blocked the attachment of amyloid and tau to neurons and glial cells.
Let's slow down right there. You and I know what that means, but let the listeners know, every time we see dementia, what do we see?
Well, you see a abnormal proteins attached to brain cells and the supporting cells that support them, glial cells. And so what that did is they said, could this help prevent dementia? So they then looked at, UC San Francisco had access to a 12 million person database, and they compared the risk of dementia in people who had used butimetidine, Bumex, a $4 a month generic water pill, with other generic water pills used for the same purpose. And they found a 70% reduction in expected dementia in those who would use that pill.
Oh God, that's a shock. You know this. This is a shocking number.
And the same thing was done at Cleveland Clinic with a similar process using the quantum computing power of IBM. And they found two pills, and one of which proved in the large database, 15 million person database, Viagra, used in women for pulmonary hypertension and men for erectile dysfunction, decreased dementia rates by 69% compared to other pills used for the same or similar purposes.
Yeah, we're seeing similar things with plant-based products. As an example, there's a phytochemical university down in Texas, A&M, did a work on it to see if they could find a natural methodology to replace Viagra. And there's something called citrulline, this phytochemical, that has the same exact effect. It works both on men and women. And so that would be. And then what about nitric oxide? Do you think that has any role to play in this?
Well, nitric oxide is both a substance that Viagra and the other erectile dysfunction drugs prolong in the circulation, which gives it its benefit in both pulmonary hypertension and in erectile dysfunction. Yeah. But the other erectile dysfunction drugs did not have the same benefit at blocking the protein attachment of amyloid and tau to neurons and glial cells in any place near as effective. In other words, it was about 16% with Cialis as opposed to 70% with Viagra.
Well, look it, so, on the way home tonight, we better get some of those $4 water pills.
And obviously, the $4 water pill is the least, the $4 a month water pill is the least expensive, most effective for this. And maybe you want to switch, talk to your physician about switching the diuretic or water pill you're taking, if you're taking it for another purpose. So
once again,
nitric oxide is also used as a neurotransmitter, and maybe it has a benefit. But the other pills that prolonged its use, as we said, did not have any place near the same benefit in blocking the attachment of things that cause inflammation in the brain to the brain cells or the supporting brain cells.
Now, give the listeners one more run-by with this. What is the name of that pill in America? I don't know if you know what it would be called in Europe, but at least the Americans can get the benefit. So what is it called?
Well, the trade name, and it's more expensive, obviously, if you order it by the trade name, is Bumex, yes. B-U, I am the world's worst speller.
You're too busy thinking to spell. Bumex.
I think it is spelt I'm actually, as you're talking, I'm going to look it up. So I've got it right here. The spelling is Bumetanide.
Wow.
Oh, good.
Bumetanide, or Bumex, B-U, I think it is called B-U-M-E-X. The article is in Nature Aging, pages 932 to 947 in 2021. The first author is Taubes, T-A-U-B-E-S, first initial A. I don't know the trade name. Now I can only spell the generic name. The generic name is Bumetanide, Bumetanide. Viagra is pretty simple to spell,
yes.
Viagra, and it was, it's obviously, other name is Sildenafil. Sildenafil, which may be what you get it in Europe or China as.
Yes, and we go over to Dr. Longo at USC. Pretty impressive work putting Pitbull on intermittent fasting. You hear that term thrown around. It's pretty much due to him in the last couple of years. So,
well, the way it was, it isn't intermittent fasting the way most people think it is.
Right.
And like most things, happened as a accident that a prepared mind, Dr. Longo, is prepared to pursue. So he had some animals, mice, it turns out, who were on a calorie restriction, and that was the study he was doing, but they got accidentally fed. And he, rather than throwing out the mice and not using the experiment, looked at what happened to them. And in their bone marrow, as well as in their serum, every marker of aging decreased when they were on the equivalent of a 750-calorie-a-day for 5-day diet. He then tried this in graduate students, because they'll do anything. And
for money?
Anything, and he did 1,000 calories the first day, 750 the next four. Really, it was 36 ounces of diced tomatoes, 36 ounces of water, 12 ounces corn niblets, 12 ounces of water, and onions and spices to taste for 5 days, and you can have 17 portions of that and stay under the calorie restriction. And every marker of aging, including their bone marrow, stem cell production or numbers, was benefited by this. He then did it in 35 to 40-year-olds, same results. Did it in 75 to 80-year-olds, same results. So it isn't intermittent fasting of like 8 hours a day, which most of us would love it to be because it's much easier to do that. It was actually 5 days, once a month, or he says now once a quarter if you're healthy, once a month if you're not, of this diet.
Wow. Yeah. And it's plants.
Yeah. And he formed a company, so you should buy it from his company because the food is much better tasting, he says. The company's name is Prolon, which makes this diet available to you. It's fairly expensive. It's $240 a month, which is around $235 more than the tomato-based diet, soup diet. But it's still, if it tastes better and you're able to do it more, that may be a benefit.
Absolutely.
I think most people would think, well, why don't I just take stem cells from a 20-year-old when I'm 90 and I'm going to be super young.
Tell us why not.
Well, in fact, that may be possible. Yeah. But remember, you need 20 million to 40 million, which means that you need them without immunogenicity because it's pretty hard to grow them. So you could take the 20 to 40-year-old, but you have to knock out the immunogenicity. That process was developed by Dr. Mike West, and so it's now being tested in Japan with stem cells to repair heart attacks and strokes. But again, in other words, if for any individual, you'd take them out, you'd grow them in culture for 4 months and give them back to yourself, and that would be very expensive. But if to grow 20 or 40 million, if they don't have immunogenicity, you could take them out of a young person, grow trillions, and then for each person, give 20 to 40 million on the surface of the heart or into the heart for repairing the heart attack. That's actually being tested now in Japan.
Yeah.
And so we're about to see. There are literally 14 areas of exponential research that we cover in the Great Age Reboot and on the Reboot Your Age app, and let people know where it is and where they are in study, as well as do all those things such as the Longo diet to help you prepare for it when the reboot comes. So
yes.
I don't want people to think that stem cells are impractical, but in the United States, you normally, if you get stem cell transplant here, you're getting 500 to 8,000, totally useless.
Exactly.
There you go.
Not enough. Yeah, one of the colleagues that we've been working with for 20 years, Dr. Maharaj, is doing work in this area too. And when we come back in the last segment, we're going to give some very practical advice to all of you listening out there that want to slow the aging process. We call it become active aging rather than, as you said before, we have to get rid of the term old people.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Join Hippocrates Wellness's own Brian Clement for dinner and lecture at Plant-Based Mafia. It all happens on February 9th. For more information, call 561-223-2432. That's 561-223-2432. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness, here with Dr. Mike Rosen and University of California, San Francisco, Cleveland Clinic, William College.
He made his rounds.
Oh, my God. It's so, and they have had 4 bestsellers.
I've had 9 top 10, but
whoa,
4 number ones.
Boy, oh, my God. I've written 30 books, never achieved that.
The Great Age Reboot.
Yeah. As you can tell,
I'm proud of that because it is, I had a teacher at Williams. So my first English teacher at Williams took me aside after 3 weeks and said, "What do you want to be in life, Mike?" And I said, "I want to be a physician." He said, "It's a good thing because if you wanted to be a writer, you'd fail and be broke. You don't have a chance." So I spent a lot of time learning how to write so that I could write a number #1 bestseller before he did.
But people don't realize, and we joked about it in the last segment, but people like you, and I know this myself, it's hard to spell. We don't think in spelling. We think in thoughts. We think in rhythms. We think in hypotheses. So it's difficult. You're not born a writer, but you've obviously mastered it, because if you have one bestseller, that's a great deal.
Yes.
If you've had 9 in the top 10, that's, you're one in a million people. Are you? Do you tell that to your wife, that you're one in a million? He says, I know it.
Oh, gosh. You're going to get me in a lot of trouble here, Brian.
I'm going to call her later. Now, listen, give some really practical information. We can't forget to tell people about how to get your new book, but give some practical information. So if you're listening to us tonight and you're inspired and you say, wow, there is hope. I don't have to get sick at 70 and 80 and 90 years old.
Lose my memory.
Besides low caloric intake, plant-based eating, exercising, positive attitudes, stuff I preach every day, what is the one thing you can do besides taking the water pill?
Let me go and say the most important thing is for people to, and the reason I really wrote this book is to change your attitude. You are a genetic engineer, better than anyone from MIT or Caltech. And let me say what that means. When the Human Genome Project started, we expected to find 300,000 genes. By we, the Collins Group at NIH and the Ventnor Group in private practice, expected to find 300,000 genes, but they only found 22,500 or so. They called the rest of the DNA junk, but it isn't.
Yes.
It's epigenes. Yes. It's things that are switches that control your genes.
Right.
And you control 80% of those. So when you do, for example, when you stress a muscle, the reason to do that is you turn on a gene that makes a small protein arisen that gets across the blood-brain barrier that turns on brain-derived neurotrophic growth factor that grows the only organ in the body that matters, your hippocampus, your memory center, and your brain. So the key thing is, one, change your attitude. You're a genetic engineer. You get to control your genes and how long and well you live. That includes food. When you eat, for example, food with carnitine, lecithin, and choline and saturated fat together, that actually changes the gene functioning of the bacteria inside you. You change the epigenes of the bacteria inside you to produce an inflammatory protein if you have red meat or processed red meat or egg yolks. So the reason not to do that isn't it might increase the cholesterol a little. No, it's that you change the inflammatory genes in the bacteria inside you, and that causes you more risk than anything else. It causes you to have heart disease, stroke, memory loss,
cancer,
impotence, wrinkling of the skin, and dementia, as well as cancer.
Yes.
So change your attitude. You're a genetic engineer. Secondly, only eat food you love that loves you back. Food and everything else is a relationship. You wouldn't marry someone who's trying to kill you. You shouldn't eat food that's trying to kill you every day.
You better not get married to an Italian mother, then.
The third is you've got to have a team. None of us, no doc, would do a colonoscopy on themselves, I don't believe.
No.
You need a team, both a financial team to help you make sure you're going to be financially sound so that when you're 90 and functioning as 40, you can have the fun you want to have.
Yes.
And a lot of that is compounding and getting rich slowly. The third, and that includes a medical team, too.
Yes.
The fourth point is add speed to your body and your brain. Speed of processing games are the only games that decrease dementia. That means it isn't doing crossword puzzles or doing memory games or executive function games. It's playing games that make you react fast. And if you have a time bridge, then it's bridge that can do it. But it really is the computer games that are speed of processing.
Yes.
And the last is the most important things are to have a posse and a purpose. And so make sure you cultivate your friends. We lose friends as we get older.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you cultivate them and make sure you understand what your purpose is and why you get up every morning. Mine is to help people understand that they really will have a choice and do have a choice to live longer and to live younger longer, a lot younger longer. And that's what the Great Age Reboot book is all about.
And I can tell you, this is going to be an important book because you're looking at this in a way that I've never heard anyone or seen anyone look at it before. How do people get a hold of this book, and when's it going to be available?
It's now available. It came out this week. So it is available at your local independent bookstore, which I'd love you to get it at, or at bn.com or amazon.com. And it's also, if you go to our website, greatagereboot.com, there's a link to a number of those places. But the app is available also through greatagereboot.com, and it helps guide you.
And what I also want to do is spell your name for the listeners, because I'm sure there's a lot written about you on the internet. So it's Mike, R-O-I-Z-E-N, Dr. Mike, R-O-Y.
No, R-O-I.
R-O-I, excuse me. I'm looking at the phonetic. They wrote a phonetic here in case we didn't know Royce.
Well, my job.
Now, to wrap this up.
So it's R-O-I-Z-E-N, and some of what's written about me on the internet is actually correct.
I know. All the stuff his wife wrote about.
I'm sure it's positive.
So let's wrap it up by you looking at 2050. What do you think the landscape will look like with lifespan, health, between lifestyle medicine and cutting-edge medicine?
Well, in the book we have 14 predictions for 2050 right at the end of the book. So I'm going to say, I'll read you a couple of those. We'll regularly see people live to 150. The average retirement age will be over 75, and you'll be able to replace body parts except for your spine. And maybe even that, using your own stem cells and 3D printing. We have a couple of fun ones in there, such as, if you will, there'll be anti-aging tacos. And
what country are they going to be from?
And my hope is that LeBron James returns to Cleveland to play, and he'll be playing with his son and grandson, and we'll be able to enjoy Cleveland Cavaliers in the finals for a number of decades to come.
We say that tongue-in-cheek, but could that be possible? So now we have an 80-year-old guy. We have all of this technology. He's cleaned up his act dietarily with relationships, et cetera. Could we bring a guy back like that?
Well, I'm hoping. So we need more than the Browns in Cleveland.
Yes, that's for sure. That's for sure. Well, this has been a pleasure to speak to you. And I just wish you so much luck. I hope when we're speaking the next time, this is number 10 of the 10 top best-selling books in America, in the world. And I hope, I really am, look, I'm shouting out, let's replace the Bible for 8 weeks.
I don't want to replace the Bible. It's still a darn good book. But the point is that if you look at yourself, remember you get to control 80% of your own genes, so that's take good. Advantage of it so you keep as many body parts young, because we aren't going to get the car wash from 90 to 40 probably for another 30 years.
That's it. Well, until next week, everyone.
Thank you so
work
much.
Work hard at living long and happy. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Join Hippocrates Wellness's own Brian Clement for dinner and lecture at Plant-Based Mafia. It all happens on February 9th. For more information, call 561-223-2432. That's 561-223-2432.